What's the difference between you and Warren Buffett? Between you and Rachel Ray? What's the difference between you and the guys who launched MySpace or Facebook? Or between you and your boss or your boss's boss? What's the difference, for that matter, between you and the success story next door? I'll tell you what it's not. It's not that these people were born into money. It's not that they caught a lucky break. It's not that they received a windfall like a fat inheritance or a big divorce settlement, or even that they won the lottery. It's not that they have an Ivy League education, and it's not that they are any smarter than you. It's not even necessarily that they earn more money than you do each year. The difference between you and these well-to-do people is not any of the things you suspect it might be. If you've walked on this planet for any length of time, you've seen what I call the difference work its magic. You've noticed that there are some people who seem to possess an innate ability to rise above any situation. Even during tough times, they effortlessly soar in social settings, at work, and with money. You've seen them and you've wondered, what do these people have that I don't? In high school, they always managed to be at the center of the action, whatever that action happened to be, but not because they were class president or quarterback on the football team, not because they were better looking or even, in today's vernacular, mean girls or alpha males who garnered attention and ruled by fear. Theirs was a different sort of magic. Their peers loved them. Their parents respected them. Even their teachers took extra steps to help them succeed, and of course, they did exactly that. At work, they are the leaders, not necessarily bosses, but leaders nonetheless, brimming with confidence that their ideas are the right ideas. They have enough vision to see solutions others don't see and enough charisma to get colleagues, even those several rungs up the ladder, to buy in. And the people they manage are willing to work really hard to both please them and make them look good. No surprise, they sail up the corporate hierarchy with big, fat salary increases all along the way. And in life? Well, people who fully understand the difference may have not started out with much, but within a short while, they were richer than they ever expected to be, and not just in financial terms. They knew what they wanted, they plotted a course, and they arrived. They're not stagnant, that wouldn't do. Every day they think about what's next and set about achieving it with intention and purpose. And today, as a result, they're surrounded by people they care deeply about and who return the favor. They wake up happy and go to sleep fulfilled. And they don't lose sleep at night worrying about paying that next bill or any other financial matter. Never was that as apparent as it has been during the difficult financial times that face this country, indeed the world, during the past year. As the stock markets took their worst tumble since the Great Depression, as the credit markets ground to a halt, as some banks failed and were eaten up by their flusher rivals, some individuals went into panic mode. Every action was clouded by thoughts of, what if? What if I lose my job? What if my portfolio falls more? What if the price of my house doesn't rebound? Others were strangely calm. They weren't putting their heads in the sand. They knew just as well as anyone that chaos had consumed the economy. It just hadn't consumed them. That was the difference at its best. These individuals knew that they had the information, the habits, the attitudes, and the abilities to not only survive in rocky times, but to thrive in rocky times. They certainly lost value in their portfolios. They might even have lost a job, but they knew, deep down, that there's more where that came from. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, where is this Kool-Aid and how can I get my hands on some? I'll tell you where it is. It's in you. It may be dormant, but you have the power to make the difference in your own life. In fact, you're the only one who can. To do it, you'll need to wake up some parts of you that have been sleeping, perhaps for years, perhaps for decades. You'll need to tune in to parts of your personality and tap portions of your potential that you may not have realized you have.